If you're a real estate investor or you want to be a real estate investor and you're looking for more money to fund your real estate deals, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, your host, also known as the Private Money Authority. And if you've been tuning into the show, you know I have amazing guests and experts join me here on the show. But before I introduce my special guest and friend today on the show, I've got a gift for you for just tuning in. And that is, I have just released my brand new book, Where to Get the Money Now, subtitle, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. So this book takes you right through step by step how to get all the funding you'd ever need for your real estate deals without relying on local banks or mortgage companies or any kind of traditional lenders. And how in the world am I qualified to tell you about this? Well, back in 2009, I lost my lines of credit at the bank, had a great credit score, but myself and the rest of the world with the financial global crisis going on, didn't have funding. Well, I learned about this world of private money. Less than 90 days, I was able to raise over $2 million in funding. Since that time, I have not missed out on a deal for not having the funding. So this book is yours for the asking. I am going to ask you to pay a couple of bucks for shipping and handling and delivery, but the book itself is free. That'll save you 20 bucks off of Amazon. You can go to www.jayconner.com/book. And we will rush the book right on out to you. Well, my friend and guest today is quite the fellow. He's the founder of a company called Creative Real Estate Solutions. It's a home buying company based out of South Florida. And his purpose, the company's purpose, is to help people by providing solutions to unwanted properties. And here, this really will tell you something about my guest. The company's core values are having integrity, a positive attitude, going above and beyond what people would expect, being solution-oriented, and being efficiently productive. Now, in addition to that, my friend and guest is the co-founder of Ascend, which is a very high-level mastermind and coaching community for entrepreneurs that want to experience a better life and a better business. He is also the co-founder of Holiday Mastermind, which was created to bring entrepreneurs together that are passionate about go-giving, enhancing their businesses, and all the while doing so in a world-class setting. Now, he's also the host of a very, very successful podcast, which is called The Flip Empire Show, which I happen to be a guest on myself as recent as just a few days ago. It's a top-rated podcast designed to help anyone achieve financial freedom through real estate investing. Now, the show was launched back in 2016, features industry thought leaders, and covers a variety of topics like entrepreneurship, real estate investing, marketing, team building, systems, automation, personal development, vision building, and much more. Well, through my guests, businesses, masterminds, coaching, and podcasts, he's able to fulfill his purpose of helping others achieve freedom while passionately living his vision with his family. And with that, I'm so excited to bring on the show right now my dear friend, special guest, Mr. Alex Pardo. Hello, Alex, and welcome to the show. Oh, you're on mute, Alex.
My apologies. Yeah, I was saying it's an absolute honor and pleasure to be on, so thank you for having me, my friend.
Absolutely, Alex. And I tell you, I just had a blast being on your podcast just a few days ago. What an amazing, in fact, just take a minute and tell people about your show because you have an amazing show.
Thank you so much, Jay. Yes, again, you were one of my favorite interviews. It was just released yesterday. So I host a podcast called The Flip Empire Show, and it's so much more than real estate investing. It's really about designing a life, a vision for your life, and then figuring out how to design and structure a real estate investing business to support and enhance your desired lifestyle. So I have awesome experts like yourself and many others that come on and just share wisdom, not just share the success, but also share the failures. Because it's my opinion that we can learn you know, so much from not just the success, but I personally learned more from the failures that people are willing to share. So that's what the show is about. Would love for your audience to tune in.
Absolutely. Well, there's a story that I have not heard yet that I want to hear, and I know my audience wants to hear it as well. You know, for many years, 15 years or more, you had a very, very successful knock it out of the park wholesaling business. And then last year, you made the decision to shut that business down and move on to other things. So I want to hear the story, as does the audience. What caused you to make that decision? Very, very successful business. And how was it no longer serving you? And, you know, what was all involved in that decision?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to open up, Jay, and kind of, you know, walk you through. And I'm an open book. So any questions you have, you know, to a certain degree, I dealt with a little bit of an identity crisis, Jay. And what I meant by that is, you know, here I was, you know, fast forward, I've been in the business 15, 16 years. I have this podcast and I have, you know, speaking opportunities and different things of that nature. And yet I've created a business that I'm no longer passionate about. I created a business that while it's successful and it's profitable and while I love and enjoy the team that I get to work with, I feel like God is calling me to do something bigger and better with my life. I don't know if you can relate to that or if anybody listening has ever been, you know, in that position, but beginning of 2019, my apologies. I was in Guatemala. I was in Guatemala on a missions trip, and it was half mastermind, half mission trip, something my friend and co-partner, Steve Cavanaugh, puts together every year. And I was so enlightened because I had the opportunity to serve and to be surrounded by the people of Guatemala who live in poverty and yet are so filled with gratitude and happiness and fulfillment and joy. And here I was again, successful, but I felt like something had been missing. And I opened up to the people that were a part of that mastermind that I had been feeling for a while, Jay, like again, like you ever feel that tap on the shoulder or the nudge where you're meant to do something bigger with your life? Like the purpose is so much bigger than what you're currently living.
Sure.
And for me, Jay, it was the fact that the real estate business, it got a little bit monotonous. It got a little bit boring. And I wanted to challenge myself in a way that I had never challenged myself before. You know, I got tired of going from transaction to transaction to transaction. And while I'm so grateful for the opportunities that the real estate business has provided me, I wanted to serve at a higher level. The podcast was an extension of that, but I knew I could do it on a much deeper level. So after a lot of thought, prayer, meditation, you know, coaching calls, I ultimately decided that I wanted to go ahead and transition the business off to my COO, my right hand, and I wanted to pursue a mastermind and coaching business, which months later became Ascend. And I revealed on my podcast on the Flip Empire show that I just kind of like, I was very vulnerable and transparent. And I shared with people that despite, you know, the success, it came with a lot of challenges. And I asked myself one important question. I asked myself, if I was doing what I am doing today, 12 months from now, would I be happy or would I just be accepting what is? And the answer was, I wouldn't be happy. I would just do it because it was, and that's when I knew it was time to pivot. It was time to go in a little bit of a different direction. So to this day, I'm still an active real estate investor. I just no longer run a wholesaling operation. In fact, I'm going under contract on a self-storage facility as of today. I still have rental properties. I still do some, you know, I'm still a part of joint venture deals. And obviously we have the coaching and mastermind business. But I am no longer actively pursuing growing and scaling a wholesaling operation.
So how would you describe how you felt when you made that decision to make a change?
Relief, happiness. I felt free. I felt free. I had created a business that that just no longer fit my vision. I'm big. One of the things I learned from Life and Air many, many years ago was that we should all be very intentional about the life we want to live. And one of the ways that we can accomplish that is by having a written vision for my life. And my business is designed to enhance that vision, like I said in the beginning of the show. And it no longer did that. it felt like I was just chasing deal after deal after deal. And it almost felt like it was kind of never enough. You and I talked about that on my podcast, right? Like you're so, I look up to you for so many reasons. And one of the things you've done in your business is it's not about growth and scale and bigger is better, but you're highly profitable with a couple transactions a month. And that fits your vision and it provides more than enough for you and your team. And for us, I had created this monster that I felt like I had to continually feed. And wholesaling just, honestly, it got kind of boring. I was more about having a business that provided ongoing cash flow month after month after month versus having to chase deals month after month after month.
Yeah. So what is really giving you that sense of fulfillment now?
Ascend, being able to coach high-level entrepreneurs, being able to pour into them. Honestly, it's something I would do for free. And I found myself doing for free for many years. And I never really wanted to turn it into a business because I, you know, through the podcast, I'm fortunate, Jay, and I'm extremely grateful that people, you know this from speaking and from hosting a podcast, people will come to you and they want your opinion. They value your advice and your insight. And I found myself spending a lot of time on the phone with people, connecting with people, and I genuinely want to see people succeed. I genuinely want to pour into people's life. And it got to the point, you know, about a year, year and a half ago, where I genuinely started getting more satisfaction from people reaching out to me, telling me what a difference the podcasts make or what a difference a phone call made, that I got more joy out of that than closing the next $20,000, $30,000 deal. And people listening might think that's crazy. Like that's lunacy. How can you possibly get more joy and satisfaction out of, you know, a compliment or somebody tell you, hey, my life is going in a much better direction than closing and making a lot of money? But that's the God's honest truth. And that's when I knew I had to make a shift. And one last thing I'll share before I kick it over to you, Jay, is I feel like God has put each and every one of us to fulfill and tap into our unique ability. We're all created special and unique, but your job is to figure out what is that unique ability? What is it, the talents, the gifts that God's given you? And if you don't go out and multiply that, it's like that parable. If you just bury it in the ground and you don't multiply it, you're doing yourself and others a disservice.
So it sounds to me like that making an impact is much more important to you than getting a big check.
100%. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm an entrepreneur. I run and operate a business. Being profitable is important. And when you're profitable, you have more options. You can help more people. You can do more things. You can do the things you enjoy. But yes, I get more joy and fulfillment from helping people. And here's the cool thing. As a result, I find that money and opportunity just comes organically.
Yeah. Well, and I can tell you, thank goodness, I learned the lesson years ago. I wish I had learned it earlier than I did. But over the course of my business career, every time that I got involved in some type of business or some type of opportunity, and the main reason I was in it, or the only reason I was in it, was for the money and the profit, I never succeeded. Never succeeded. And so, you know, in all my businesses that I'm involved in, like you, Alex, I have a much deeper reason that I am in the business. So, you know, again, it's no doubt that we connect on these topics. Now, one thing you said a moment ago that you said is important, and you also help entrepreneurs with, and that is helping people figure out or establish and write down what their vision is, yes. Right? So multi-part question here about vision creating. Why is it important to have a vision? And before you even answer that, define what you mean by vision. I mean, there's vision, there's goals, there's, you know, but first define what you mean by vision.
Yeah.
And then how does someone go about figuring out what their vision is?
Yeah, great question, Jay. People have the wrong idea. People think that a vision is goals. Hey, I want to accomplish this, this, and this. Those are goals. That's not a vision. For me, think of your life as a blank canvas, and you're the artist, and you can create this image. You can create this masterpiece, so to speak, which is your life. If you could have it any way, how would you design your life? And for me, a vision, at least the way that I've done it, is on one sheet of paper, and it's broken down into 8 categories. You know, we have spiritual, family, health, money, career, and so on and so on, right? Hobbies, fun, friends. So it's, for me, it's broken down into 8 categories. And one of the first things that I do is I prioritize what's most important in my life. You know, so spiritual and family is at the top. Health is also up there. And I kind of go down the line. So a vision is what you want your life to be about. A vision is, you know, we only get, as cliche as it sounds, we only get one crack at this. It's unfortunate that sometimes it takes a tragedy. It takes somebody close to us passing away, or a celebrity, or it takes something happening for you to realize that we're mortal. Like we're here today and we can be gone in the next minute. And so one of the things I always ask myself when I wake up is, how am I going to squeeze the juice out of life today? Like, how am I going to live my vision, and how am I going to live to the fullest? Understanding that, again, the next minute, the next day isn't promised. And so for me, a vision is how I want to live in those different categories within my life. If I could have it anyway, without regards to money or time or any limiting beliefs, how would I live my life in those different areas? I prioritize it, and then I simply like figure out what it is I truly want. And I'll always ask myself, what do I want? Why do I want it? And then I'll run it through one more filter. I'll ask myself, is this what I think I want based on what I see others doing on social media or otherwise? Or is this truly what I want, right? For whatever reason. And it's important that, you know, to your point, Jay, that you understand what the reason is behind it. Because I think that reasons and the big why is what's going to push you through when the inevitable adversity comes, which we're all going to face. And so for me, I have a very specific, on one page, one sheet of paper, I have a vision for my life in those different areas: spiritual, family, health, and so on, right? And my goal is to live that vision every single day. Now, I falter, which is why I go back to it often. And then what I tend to do is I create goals that are in alignment with that vision, right? Because if your goals are not aligned with your vision, and you know your goal is to take a company public and go $100 million, you know, make $100 million in the next 5 years, but your vision is you want to, you want to travel a lot with your family, and you want to serve people, and you want to do this and that. Are those goals, is the goals and the vision aligned, right? And that's one of the things that I think people struggle with, is not understanding that goals is not the same thing as having a vision.
Yeah, your goals actually support what that canvas is going to look like that you are creating the vision about. Well, I'm glad you're an open book, Alex, because I want to dig a little bit deeper. Will you share with me and the audience a couple of examples of what your vision is for your life and for yourself, and how that's playing out? What are some of your like priorities that you put in place, and you know, what's part of your vision look like?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big advocate of something that I learned years ago called vision stacking. And vision stacking is when you can look at your vision, once you've outlined what you want your life to look like in the different areas, when you could start to stack visions and kind of accomplish and kill one, you know, one bird with, or kill two birds with one stone, as they say. So Holiday Mastermind is a perfect example of that. Holiday Mastermind, you know, like you said in the intro, it takes place in a world-class setting. So what is vision stacking? Holiday Mastermind is a perfect example of that. I love to serve. I love to give of myself and help people. I genuinely want to make an impact on people's life. And so Holiday Mastermind is all about being able to raise money so that we can impact a charity that's near and dear to my heart. So I also enjoy masterminding and getting together with awesome people. I love to, I'm constantly striving for growth and for pushing the limits on what I'm capable of. So I combined being able to raise a bunch of money for people through Holiday Mastermind, with masterminding with awesome people, and also traveling. Traveling is also on my vision. So Holiday Mastermind takes place, you know, in the Bahamas or in Jamaica or different places once a year. And so I've essentially looked at my vision. I said, how can I start to vision stack? I want to travel. I want to hang out with great people and grow and learn and push myself while impacting and serving people. So there's one example of you know, me living my vision. Ascend is another one. You know, Ascend is a, you know, it's a successful business, but the goal of that business is not to make a bunch of money every single month. The goal of that business is to impact and work with high-level entrepreneurs. So it's very important that for people watching and listening that you get crystal clear on what you want, why you want it, and then figure out how to reverse engineer the process to start to actually make that a reality. You know, most people just dream. Visions allow you to take those dreams and make it a reality.
Awesome. Well, the name of this show is Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. So I suppose we should spend a couple of minutes anyway talking about real estate investing specifically. So, you know, you're still a very active real estate investor yourself. You know what's going on in the market. And I don't know about you, Alex, but Carol Joy, my wife and I, we have been full-time real estate investors since 2003. So we're now into the 18th year of this. And in these years, I never before have I found it more challenging to actually find the deals, right? For more than one reason. Number one, there's no inventory, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to rely and we can't rely on the multiple listing service because there's nothing in there, right? There's no deals.
Right.
Now foreclosures are starting to open up and, you know, you'll see a bank owned property in there every now and then starting up. But my question to you is in this economy, mm-hmm. in this market where, well, first of all, I don't want to assume, would you agree that it is more challenging to find deals today and we have to find them in different or more ways, say, than we did a couple of years ago?
That's a tough question to answer. I think it can be more challenging, but I think we just have to adapt. And I think we have to, you know, so what the marketing that we were doing 12, 18, 24 months ago might not be as effective now. And so I think it's really a matter of I hate to use the word pivot because that's so overused, but we have to shift, right? And so while one of the things I like to do when it comes to marketing is when people are fishing in this pond, I like to figure out other ponds that people just haven't discovered. I remember years ago, cold calling became very popular, but there was a handful of people that really discovered cold calling before it became popular. And then it was ringless voicemails. And then it was SMS marketing. And now SMS marketing is becoming more challenging because of certain laws and regulations. What I find, Jay, and I've had conversations with mutual friends about this, is that the more competitive and challenging finding deals becomes, the more archaic effective marketing is. And what I mean by that is, you know, while I would love to be on your show here and sharing the next greatest, sexiest way to generate leads and close deals, direct mail, you know, things like that still work. The question is, do you work? Are you going to remain consistent? You know, are you putting all your eggs into one marketing channel, or do you have at least two or three? And are you consistently testing, tracking, tweaking, and improving on your marketing channels? So I think it can be more challenging, but one of the things I have found to be most effective when it comes to marketing is regardless of what marketing you're doing, I would prefer to go an inch wide and a mile deep. And what I mean by that is be consistent and committed to your marketing. Whatever that is, consistently do it. And then don't just be lazy. You know, one of the things that, you know, when I was running the wholesaling operation, we had a swipe file. So when my acquisition manager would go meet with the seller, I would always see if they could collect the direct mail pieces. And 99.9% of the copy all said the same exact thing. We buy houses with cash, as is, we pay your closing cost. And I like to separate ourselves. So when people are zigging, you want to zag. And so we attempted to make our direct mail pieces very personable. We didn't even allude to, hey, we can close quickly. Because guess what? What if they don't want to close quickly? You know, so figure out how you can separate yourself from the competition, and copying your marketing is just one of many ways to do that.
Yeah. So one thing that I have never done, so I'm in a small market, right? I mean, our entire target market is only 40,000 people, right? 40,000 people, that's it. Thank goodness I'm the only or one of the very few consistent investors here locally. I mean, yeah, there's investors, but you know, the only consistent one. And so, you know, I mean, I do, since I'm in a small market, I have to do multiple consistent ways of getting motivated sellers, you know, to raise their hand. But mm-hmm. one thing I've never done in 17, 18 years is consistently driving for dollars. Not myself, but, you know, I've had bird dogs all these years, but it's like if they saw a FSBO sign, if they saw a distress, they take a picture. But yeah. I just hired 3 weeks ago a dedicated person, and that's what they do every weekend. And so I would have never guessed here in my little area that in a matter of 2 weeks, I would get 67 pictures and addresses of clearly vacant houses, distressed. So there's two layers right there, vacant mm-hmm. and distressed, right?
That's right. Yep.
So the first thing we do is we pull the tax records, and over half of the owners live out of state. Mm-hmm. Now, you talk about stacking visions. I'm talking about stacking motivations, right? So I got distressed, absentee, out of state, and vacant.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know what? When I got started in 2005, I found for the first 2 to 3 years, I found deals one of three ways: direct mail, door knocking, and driving for dollars. Yeah. And you know, people are so fortunate these days because you have tools like Deal Machine, which can essentially automate the driving for dollars process. In fact, that was one of our marketing channels just a couple of years ago. Was we had three or four active drivers that's all they did for 4 hours a day. And they kind of rotated. And we used a tool called Deal Machine. And every single week we had 30, 40, 50 pictures of houses coming in, and we would consistently close deals on those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Alex, we're getting near the end of the show. So I got a fun question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
I got a fun question that I didn't prime you with. So here it comes. If you only had 30 seconds to give your best friend one piece of advice that just comes straight from your heart, what would that advice be to your best friend? And you didn't have to worry about them, you know, socking you back in the mouth or anything. You just told it straight from the heart.
Right, right. Zig Ziglar, I think, said it best. When you help enough people get what they want, whatever you want is inevitable. And I'm paraphrasing. So what I would share with my best friend is invest in yourself. Put other people first. Figure out a way that you can add value, that you can solve problems. When you become a problem solver, everything you want will just naturally come, right? And so that's the goal of when I talk about investing in yourself, I'm talking about personal development. I'm talking about learning skills like sales and marketing. And so I would say invest in yourself, surround yourself with the right people, and then put other people's interests before your own. Seek to genuinely solve people's problems and add value, and everything you want in life will just come.
I love it, Alex. Well, folks, you can connect with Alex and stay connected with him. His website is www.ascend, that's ASCEND, ascendyoursuccess.com. And you can also follow him and his podcast at www.flipempire.com. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to come here and be on the show with me, my brother.
This was a lot of fun, Jay. I'm genuinely grateful for the opportunity, and I'm an open book. Again, if I can help anybody out there that's listening or watching this, just feel free to reach out to me, and I'm happy to help however I can.
Thank you so much, Alex. Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, wishing you all the best. Here's to taking your business to the next level of success. And I look forward to seeing you right here on the next show, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor.